Today's daf is Nida daf Yud Ches, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Yud Ches Omer Aleph Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sar Alisa. So the Mishnah on daf Yud Zayin Omer Beis discussed the idea that a woman that finds dam in her proizdar ba'osei makoim sveikoi tomei lefisha cheskosei min amikar. And in the Mishnah, it emerged that really it's a little bit of a chiddush, because although the proizdar is attached to what the Mishnah refers to as the cheder, the uterus, whose dam is dam tame, the proizdar also attaches to another organ of the woman's body, namely the aliyah, whose dam is dam tahar. So if a woman finds dam in her proizdar, it's not muchach that the dam is tame. It's only tami if it came from the cheder, but if it came from the aliyah, then it would be tam tahar. Stating that the halacha is sveikoi tami lefisha cheskasim and amikar, and as we'll see in the Gemara today, what that means is that although there is some dam that comes from the aliyah, but the majority of the dam comes from the cheder. As a result, we have the klal of roiv dam that a woman's going to find in her proizdar is going to be dam nida. It's for that reason she's going to be tummy. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishloisha Mekoyim Mois, Hochu B'Chacham Ma'acharoiv, V'Asam Kavadi. The three places in Halacha where the Chachamim invoked the principle of roiv, although roiv is a dinda iraisa, but there are times where we don't use the roiv to the max. There are three times where the Chachamim said that we can go baser roiv 100%, v'asam kevadei, we're going to treat it like vadai, meaning even l'kula. Says the Gemara, what are those three places? Mekar, shilyo, chaticha, mekar, hadamar, mekar is our Mishnah. This idea that if a woman finds dam in her proizdar, we assume that the dam came from the mekar, it came from the cheder, and we assume it even l'kula, meaning not only l'chumra, that the woman is considered a nida, but even l'kula, that if she touches truma, the halacha is, we'd be soirif the truma. That's a kula, because on the tzad that she's not tame, how could you be soyer of the truma? There's an issa to be soyer of truma. Anytime you have sofik toma, toilin, like oichlam, like sarfin. But assume kevadai, we're going to assume that she's the sure tome because of the roiv that it came from the cheder, and if she touches nida, it's going to be tome. Another kula would be that if she then enters the Beis HaMikdash b'shoigig, she would be able to bring a carbon, the oil of a yoyred that one needs to bring for Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav, and you're not going to say that one second maybe she was tahar, maybe it really came from the aliyah. We assume roiv and we go with the roiv even l'kula, hence holchu bei chachamim acher roiv asom kavadi. That's the first one. Shulya, what's the halacha of shulya? Ditnan, it's a mishnah later in the Masechta, shulya b'bayis habayis tomei. So the shulya is the afterbirth that the baby is born wrapped in. If you have a shilya and there was no vlad inside, it was inside a house, the halacha is the whole bayis becomes tame. The reason is because we assume that there's a vlad inside the shilya, and just like a vlad that's mace would have an ability to be matama the bayis, tumas oil, tumas mace, so the shilya is able to do the same thing. V'loisha shilya vlad, says the Mishnah, not because the shilya itself is a vlad, elosh ain't shilya b'lay vlad, there's a chazak al pi roiv. If a woman is going to have a shilya come from her body, there would have been a vlad there, even though we don't see it, but you could assume the roiv, and as a result, there's tumas meis in this bias, the whole bias is going to be Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, nimay kavlad ad shalo yotz. No, I agree, says Rav Shimon, ain't shilya b'lay vlad, but it's also possible that the vlad was nimoik, it turned into liquid before it left the guf of the woman. It was nesarev with the dam. Rashi says, that's the case, it would be bottled to the dam, but the point is the shilya doesn't have a vlad inside it. If the shilya doesn't have a vlad inside of it, there's no reason for the vlad, for the bias to become tam. But either way, the chachamim say that being that there's a principle of roiv that ain't shilya below vlad, if there's a shilya in a bias, the bias is going to be tam. And this tumah again, said Rabbi Yochanan, asom kevadai, we treat it as if it's for sure tam. Even the kula, you'd be soyer for satruma, we treat it for sure as if it's tam. Chatich, what's the third example? The time we learned to the Mishnah, this is also laid in the Masechta Mapelis Yad. If a woman was maple, she miscarried a child, but it wasn't a complete child. But rather, what came out of her was a yad chatucha or a regel chatucha, a hand that was severed from a body and a foot that was severed from a body. The halacha is imay tmei oleda. the mother is going to be Tomei Tumas Leida. Because even though she only miscarried a yad or a regal, but we assume that the yad and the regal came from a child. And we don't say that maybe, of course, the yad and the regal came from a child, but maybe it came from a child that was Atum, a child that was disfigured, a child that wouldn't have the ability to render the mother a Tumas Yoledes, meaning not every time that a woman miscarries a child is she Tomei Tumas Leida. It's only sometimes. So maybe it came from a guf that was Atum. That loch is, then no, we don't assume that. What do you mean we don't assume that? Because we assume for sure, being that roiv women, when they give birth to children or miscarry children, these are healthy children. As a result, the halach is, if you have a yad and a regal, you don't know what kind of vlad it came from, you can assume for sure it came from a yad. That's going to have Tumas Yoledes. What do you see? You go basaroiv. And over here, you go basaroiv lakula as well. What's the kula? So Rashi says, the kula over here is, because it's mavur in the sugya later, that this woman, being that we don't know if the child was a zachar, was in a keva, so you're going to go lachumra, and you're going to assume zachar, you're going to go lachumra, you're going to assume the keva. You're going to go lachumra, you're going to assume the keva. Let's assume the keva first. A zachar, when a woman gives birth to, is tummy 7 days. If she gives birth to in a keva, she's tummy for 14 days. So she's going to have to be tummy for 14 days. But there's also a chumra in the reverse. Because in a keva, after the 14 days of Yemei Tumah, she has 66 days of Yemei Taira. A zachar has 7 days of Yemei Tumah, only 33 days of Yemei Taira. The halach is this woman is going to go to chumra 14 days of Tumah, but to chumra only 33 days of Taira, not 66 days of Taira. But what do you see? You see from the sugya that there is Yemei Tayar. Why is the Yemei Tayar at all? If the whole Raib only has an ability to make it like a Safik, then Misafik, you should be concerned that maybe she's Tomei. But maybe Misafik, she's not Tomei at all. Maybe she's not a real Yoledes. And if she's not a real Yoledes, there should be no Yemei Tayra. So Rashi, that's Rabbi Yechanan knew this. You see from here that Asom Kavadi, bottom line is, said Rabbi Yechanan, we know the Allah of Raib. That's not Rabbi Yechanan's Chedesh. But you would have thought that maybe Raib works to be Machmer. But to use a Raib to invoke Kulais, to be Seiref Truma, to be able to bring Chulun Lazara, for a Yoledes to have Yemei Tayar, maybe that not. Said Rabbi Yechanan, have three examples, three Mishnayos, all the Masechtas Nida, where you have this idea, Makar, Shilya, Chaticha, all three cases where you use the Rav, even Makula, in other words, Asom Kevadi. For the Gemara, is it only these three? Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Yechanan only had three places in Shas. Well, Ika Teisha Chanuyois. What about the most classic, basic, elementary example of Rav? Tanya relinked to the Brisa. Teisha Chanuyois. There were nine stores, Kula Meichas Basa Shkuta. They all sold kosher meat. Vachas Meicheres Basa Neve. One of them sold non-kosher meat. So you had 10 butcher stores. Nine of them sold kosher meat. One sold non-kosher. Lokach Meachas. And somebody buys a piece of meat from one of those stores. He doesn't know which one he bought it from. So what's the lachas? Sveika Yasser. He's not allowed to eat it. I Rav of the store sell kosher meat. This is the rule of kol kavua kemechz al mechzadami. Being that the suffix was noilad in the chanuyos, his suffix is which store did I take it from? The store doesn't move. It's kavua. Kol kavua kemechz al mechzadami. And that's why the halach is awesome. Safik nevela, you're not allowed to eat this. Ubenimtza, what happens if the person didn't buy a piece of meat from the store, but rather he found the meat on the floor? So he found it in an area, in a square, where there are 10 stores that sell meat, 9 sell kosher meat, and one says non-kosher meat. So he found the meat on the floor, meaning he didn't buy it from the store, which is kavua. There the halach is halach acha harayv. There you could assume raiv. This is the classic example of called a parish, meruba parish. In this case, it's not kavua. You could assume raiv, and you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. So what do you see? Yasam kavada. Because if it was only a safed, you wouldn't be able to eat it. So over here, you see clearly it's another example of raiv. So why Rabbi Yechanan say, begimul mekaymos? In three places, the most basic example of Rav is a case where it's Asam Kavadai, and Rabbi Yechon didn't even mention that. So the Gemara says, Tumah Karmina, this is like Karmina. Rabbi Yechon was referring to three places where in the world of Tumah, we go Basir Rav Asam Kavadai. Nevela is not a Shail of Tumah. And even though we know Nevela is Tumah, there's Tumas Nevela, there's this or Nevela, but that sugi over there is not discussing the Tumah status, but rather whether or not the person's allowed to eat it. And as a result, that's not included in what Rabbi Yechon was saying. Rabbi Yechon had three examples in the world of Tumah where you go Basir Rav Asam Kavadai. Freit the Gemara. Are there no other cases in Tumah Vayikah? I have another Abraisa. Teisha tried in there with 9 frogs. And one sheretz beineyem. So a frog obviously is not kosher, but at the same time, a frog is unique in that it's a non-kosher sheretz, but it's not matam. There are only shmoina shrotzim. There are 8 shrotzim whose nevela is matama. Any sheretz other than the shmoina shrotzim, their nevela is not matama. The tzvardeya was the classic example. That was Chazal's example of a sheretz which of course you're not allowed to eat, but at the same time doesn't have the ability to contract tumah. So from a tumah standpoint, that tzvardeh is actually a kosher sharetz. Okay, you're not allowed to eat it from a tumah standpoint. So teshesh tzvardim, he had 9 tzvardeim that are not mitama. V'sharetz echad b'neim, there was one of the shmeinu shvatim that was between them. So he had 10, 9 of them were okay. V'nagabechem, somebody touches one of them. V'ini yedeh be'ezim mehem nokta. So the halach is like this. B'shus hayach et tzvei koytam, eh? B'shus harab and tzvei koytar. So we know these halachas. Being that you touched it in a state of kavua, you went to the taruvos, that's where you touched one of these shrotzim, you don't know which one you touched. We look at it as if it's mechza mechza, even though roiv of them, 9 out of the 10 are tahar, only one of them is tameh, but kol kavua ke mechza mechza dami. You have a safik toma. What's the rule of safik toma? B'shus hayach et sveikei tameh, b'shus harabim sveikei tameh, ubenim. So if, however, there was this taruvos, 9 sfaradim and one was tameh, and one of them was pirish, and then you touched it, and you don't know which one it was that you touched, halach achar arayv. The halach is, you go bas arayv. Because over here, it's not kavua, it's parish. Called the parish, meruba parish, roiv of them atahar. So over here, you don't have the halachas of safik tumah b'shus hayachid sveikei tumah. Even if it was in b'shus hayachid tahar, because of halacha of roiv. Now here it's mashma that you're going baser roiv, even lakula. So afraid the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan list this? I understand why he didn't list Teisha Chanuris, because Teisha Chanuris is not a question of tumah v'tahar, it's a question of isav ahedah. But the tzvardim over here is not a question of isav ahedah. You can't eat all of them. It's a question of tumah. Oh, it's a question of tumah. Why didn't he mention it? So the Gemara says tumah deicha kamina, tumah ba'amalei kamina, because Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about cases of Tumah the Isha. The Makar is Tumah the Isha, the Mapeles is Tumah the Isha, the Chaticha, that these are all cases of Tumah the Isha. This is a question of Tumah the Alma, Tumah Sheretz. He was referring specifically at 3 examples of Tumah the Isha where you go by Sarayv, even Lakut. Afraid the Gemara, I have a case of Tumah the Isha. But Ika Hadu Amr Rabbi Shulban Levi, Rabbi Shulban Levi said, Avar Manar, a woman was passing, she was crossing a river, the Hippila, and while she was crossing the river, she miscarried a child, and then the child was lost. The mother now doesn't know if the child was a Vlad Kayama or if the child wasn't a Vlad Kayama. If the child was a Vlad Kayama, she's Tomei Tumas Yeledes. If the Vlad wasn't a Vlad Kayama, then there's no Tumas Yeledes. What's the halacha? Mevi'a karbin v'necha. She brings the karbin, and you can even eat the karbin. The kayhanim are allowed to eat the karbin. Now, if you can eat the karbin Yeledes, what does that mean? That means we're bringing the karbin as if we know for sure she has to bring a karbin, not misafik. This is Kachan 101. Because the halacha is that Yeledes, who has a suffix whether she's chayv to bring a carbon, brings her carbon. She brings the chatas ha'oif. But the halacha says it's not nechal. The reason it's not nechal is because being that it's only being brought al suffix on the tzad that she's not chayv carbon, you would not be allowed to eat it because a chatas ha'oif had malika done to it, not shchita, and malika's chulin is an aveira. So if you say that mevi a carbon v'nechal, what does that mean? So you say meris, it's a vaday. It's not a suffix. You have another example of tumah. Tumas Isha, where you go even lekulas. So why Rabbi Yechon say to give him a kaimas? What happened to this halacha? Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Nechel halachachar Rabbi Nosh, Rabbi Nosh lad mal yehold. Zok no, Rabbi Yechon kamina and shmeit loy kamina. Rabbi Yechon was being malakit 3 mishnayos. Shmeitza, he wasn't referring to shmeitzas. What's the shmeitza? Zok Rashi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi amayrahu. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was an amayra. Vishloishim a kaimas. Dom Rabbi Yechon a mishnay brayse. Hey, Rabbi Yechon's examples were mishnayos or brayses. Right, the Teisha Tzvardim was a brayse, not a mishnah. That wasn't one of Rabbi Yechon's cases. Whatever. But the point is, Mishleisha Mekoymos are cases of Mishnah Braisa as opposed to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is an Amayra, so these teachings of that Mayram is not included. Fading Amara. V'chiyas Rav Amar. When Rav came, he said, Mas Rav Yis, Rav Chanino, Toya. So Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And he reported as follows. He said that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this halacha. A woman was crossing a river. She miscarries a child. She doesn't know where the child is. She doesn't know if it was a Vlad Ma'alia. It wasn't a Vlad Ma'alia. The halacha, she brings a carbon. So Rav said, Rabbi Yis, Rav Chanino, at Gefrekta Kasha. He asked the Kasha from Toya. So Rashi says, Toya is also later. It's later, Lekamon, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph. But the gist of it, the information that Rashi gives us is that this is a woman again who doesn't know what kind of child she miscarried. So she miscarried a child, so she doesn't know what it was. It wasn't such a dramatic case like Rabbi Shua ben Levi's case, but the aside of it is the same. She miscarried a child, she doesn't know what it was. And Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina asked the Kasha from that Mishnah Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and this is what Ravin said. I don't know what the Kasha was. So the Gemara says something interesting. My love, did Ravin not mean to say that I don't understand the kasha, because not only is it not a kasha, but it's even a raya? If there's now a Mishnah that supports Rabbi Shua ben Levi, It's a hundred kush l'duchte. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan bring it? Not because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it, but because it's a Mishnah. But the Gemara says, "Loi, that's a false premise." Duma loi, you have to play seyata. Maybe what Rabbi Ravin meant to say was Rabbi Yisrael Chanina asked this kasha. I didn't understand the kasha, not because I thought it was a raya, but because I just didn't think it was a kasha. It's also not a raya. The bottom line is, you can't ask me why Rabbi Yochanan didn't bring Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi is an amira, and Rabbi Yochanan was discussing three places where you find in a Mishnah and a Braisa. He wasn't discussing something that comes from the Amirah. Incidentally, parenthetically, not to ruin the flow of the Gemara, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi is an Amira. Is that true? Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned in a Mishnah. As a matter of fact, he's mentioned in the last Mishnah in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. The very last Mishnah. Amir Rabbi Shua ben Levi. If you ever heard of Siyam Ashisha Sidra Mishnah, this is it. Asr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Bechol Tzadik V'Tzadik Sholosh Meyos V'Asoroi Lomish Shenemad Lahanchel Oya V'Yesh V'Oitzroi Seyam Amar. Then it says Amr Abishum Menchalafteli Masr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Limachzik Brochel HaSholoim Shenemad Hashem Oizlam Yiten Hashem Yivarech Hasam V'Asholom. But this is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he's mentioned in a Mishnah. So Lachura, how could Rashi say he was an Amira? He's mentioned in a Mishnah. You ask this Kasha Tosfos Yontif. The last Tosfos Yontif in Masechtas Luchtan, if you remember, we've spoken about this in the past, because we mentioned that if Rabbi Shua ben Levi is not the last, what's the Teretz first? Says the Tosfos Yontif that really this last Mishnah came from the Amira. It didn't come from the Tanam. It came from the Amira. It's not really a Mishnah. It's a Shmaitza, what the Gemara refers to it over here. So why is it mentioned there? Because you learn Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and you want to end on a very positive note. So instead of ending with the halachas of Chalos Dvash, Me'imasei Metamis Mishomashka, so instead what we do is we end on this note of Hashem Oizlam Yiten, Hashem Yivarech Hasamim Vasholoim, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchol, Lechol Tzadik V'Tzalik Cholosh Me'esh V'Esar HaLomois, and then you end with this halacha as well. But the bottom line is, even though Rabbi Shua ben Levi is mentioned in a Mishnah, it's really not a Mishnah, it's just we have it in our Mishnayos. The real Siyam is the Mishnah before that. There's another example of Mishnayos that we have that's not really a Mishnah. The last parak of Pirkei Avos. So the last parak of Pirkei Avos is a Braisa. It's not really a Mishnah. Why is that significant? Because we spoke out once, I think, that you have Reb Shimon, Stam Reb Shimon, and Shas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But sometimes Reb Shimon is referred to as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So you have Stam Reb Shimon, and you have Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Believe it or not, there's only two places in Mishnayos where Reb Shimon is mentioned as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Before the Mara, after the Mara. I saw this in the Megadim Chadashim, Reb David Yoel Weiss, and Masechtas Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Aleph, because that's one of the two places. The Mishnah over there says, Mi of Mu'uvis Lo Yuchal Viskoin V'chisorin Lo Yuchal Imanis, says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Yoimer. But you have Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So says Rav W. Weiss, the only Mishnah that I found with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Mishnah. It's always Stam Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. It's never Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Then he says that the truth is there is one other Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is mentioned there as well. Rav Shimon Bar Menasya Oimim Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Hanoi Vakoya Chaisha Akovet Achachma Hazikna Vaseba Vabonim. No, let's Sadikim and no Loyal. But it says over there Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So I hear just to differentiate between the two options. I hear, but either way, Ben Benoisha. Right, so there is something. He says that's not a kasha because that's really a brisa. So either way, you have Reb Shimon Bar Yochai mentioned in the brisa in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. That's the giveaway over there. He Reb Shua ben Levi mentioned in the last Mishnah in Shas. But either way, on that note, so we have Reb Yochanan Tzavach. Reb Yochanan said b'shloisha mekaymos. There's three times where the Chachamim said that if there's a roiv, we're going to treat it like a vaday, meaning not only lechumra. We're going to assume the roiv, but no, we can use the roiv even the kula. You could be soyref as a truma. You could bring chulin lazara. You could count your meitayar. And what were the three cases? Our mishnah, mekar, shilya, and chaticha. Faith Gemara. There are many others. So the Gemara refined what Rabbi Yechon was trying to say. Three cases of tuma, not just tuma, of tuma asisha. Says the Gemara. Lamute mai. Clearly, Rabbi Yechon was coming to be reminded something, right? If he was saying something of significance, he must have said, it's only three places, but there's another place or other places where the halacha is not going to be that way. Says the Gemara, what was Rabbi Yechon coming to be reminded? Is he coming to be reminded a case where there's a roiv that has a chazaka? So Rashi, Kaloi Mar Kenegdo, Ika Chazaka Badei sounds like it's being supported by a Chazaka. So Rashi, no, this Chazaka is not an Ezer, it's Kenegdo, right? Kaloi Mar, it's Kenegdo, thank you. So, right, every time Rashi says Kaloi Mar, it means he was bothered with something. So what was Rashi? Kaloi Mar Kenegdo. What was Rashi bothered with over here? because the Gemara is going to say just the opposite. That's the Kolayim. Either way, says the Gemara, but we digress again. So, maybe it's coming to my with his arrive, but Keneged arrive, there's also a Chazaka, and that's Rabbi Yechanan held, then in that case, you can't be Soyref as Hachuma. The Gemara can't be, because I'm Rabbi Yechanan Chalas Emma. Meaning, although it's true, we know Rabbi Yechanan holds that, Rabbi Yechanan said that already. Can't be he said this to imply that, because that's something Rabbi Yechanan said Mefurish. Where did he say that? The Tanana, very longdisha, very geshmaka mishnah. There was a child that was playing next to dough. And lo and behold, the child had a little clump of dough in his hand. Rameo says the dough is tar. The Chachamim say the dough is tar. Why? Because the derech of a child is that a dreitzach in the Ashpa. In the Ashpa, there are Shrotzim. You have the Shmoyna Shrotzim that are Metama. And if that's the case, there's a Chazoka, there's a Roiv that tells us that this child is Tomei. If this child is Tomei, now that he has the Issa in his hand, the Issa is going to be Tomei as well. But I'm reading my time with Rav Meir. Why did Rav Meir hold Tahar? Right? Chum say Tomei because of Roiv. What about Rav Meir? Oh, Sava Roiv Tinoik is Metapchen. It's true, Roiv Tinoik is Metapchen. But Umiyot ain't Metapchen. Can't tell me every child is Tomei. There's definitely a Miyot that are not. The Issa Zu Becheskas Tahar Emetis. In addition to that, this dough is Becheskas Tahar. Because as far as we know, the dough is Tahar. The only tzad that it would be Tomei is if this Tomei child touched it. Says Rav Meir, Smoich Miyot Olechazako. This Relay Ruva. You Mitzarev, the Miyot of Tinoik is that are not Tomei. With the Chazaka that the Isa is tar, as a result, Israel Ruba, and it's for that reason tar. Rabbanon, what do Rabbanon hold? No, you took command the lesser dami. They hold there is no miyot. So if there's no miyot, what do you have? You have a roiv, keneged a chazaka, the ruba the chazaka, ruba, very lumdish, very geshmak, but also simple. You had a child that was holding dough. The question was, is this child Tomei? And as a result, do we have to assume that it was just Metama the dog? Chum said, yeah, absolutely. Why? Because Roiv children, Drezich in the Ashba, the Shrotzim in the Ashba, based on the principle of Roiv, this child is now deemed halachically impure. If he touches the Issa is now going to be Tomei. Rameya says, I disagree. The Issa is tar, you could eat it, it's not a problem. The Issa is going to be tar. What's the Hezber in the Machloikis? The Hezber in the Machloikis is Rameya is chayish l'miyuta, smoich miyuta l'chazaka, v'isra l'eruba. Rabbanon are not chayish miyuta. In English, Rameir Shita throughout Shas is that he was always chayish l'miyuta. We'll see more about that in the raid. But Rameir was always chayish l'miyuta. Rameir wasn't as nispal from a roiv as a chachamim were. Meaning, in the world of the chachamim, there's halacha yigobas a roiv. Meaning, if you have a roiv, even though there's a miyut keneged arrive, I don't care about the miyut. The miyut is command the lesser dummy. So when the Chachamim looked at this from a halachic standpoint, they said, there's a rive saying that the Issa is tame. Sure, there's a chazaka. There's a cheskes tyra on the Issa that's saying that it's tar. But when any time rive goes head to head with chazaka, ruba v'chazaka ruba. If I have a rive saying the Issa is tame, I have a chazaka saying the Issa is tar, k'muvin, the Issa is going to be tame. Rameir Shit, however, is, he's chayish l'miyuta, which means he gives credence to a miyot. Says Rav Meir, so when I now line up the two tzadim over here, I have a miyot on one hand. I also have a chazaka saying tahar. Keneged that I have a roiv. Oh, I have a miyot and a chazaka on one side. I have a roiv on the other side. The miyot and the chazaka are going to win. Now, mehechatesi, Rashi says, because miyot and chazaka are two, roiv is only one. Very simple. Two beats one. I'm Rashi. But the point is that it's Rav Meir and the chachamim l'shita sayu. Whether you're chayish l'miyuta, you're not chayish l'miyuta. The chachamim are not chayish l'miyuta, so they don't see miyut. All they see is roiv. They don't acknowledge the miyut. The roiv goes up keneged the chazaka, ruva adif. If a meir acknowledges the miyut, so it's true there's a roiv, but keneged that there's also a miyut. Once I have a miyut and a chazaka, two, keneged the roiv, which is only one, the halacha is that smoich miyuta l'chazaka, israel ruba, and that's why you're going to be taught. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? Says the Gemara. This is the postscript. For Amar Ish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Ishiya, I mean, this was a machloikis tanah. And now there was a very important machloikis amayura in how to understand the Chachamim Shita. Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Ishiya, Zui Chazaka Shasavar Lea Sachuma, that when the Chachamim said that the Issa's Tomei, because of the Roiv Tinoikos, that I'm a Tapchen Ba'ashba, it's Mamish Tomei. Meaning, if it was Truma, you could burn it. Zui Chazaka Shasavar Lea Truma. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi said, no. Ain't Zui Chazaka Shasavar Lea Truma. You can't burn the Truma. Why? Because even though I agree Roiv Tinoikos, I'm a Tapchen Ba'ashba, and I agree Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif, but not on the level to say that Betoras Vadai we're going to view it as if that's the way it is. So even though we have to be Noyeg Chumra, not like Rav Meir who's Metaher, we for sure have to be Noyeg Chumra, but not on the level that he can be sorry for Sachuma. In other words, Rabbi Yechon clearly holds that even though there's a loch of Roiv, still, when it comes to Tumah, you are not going to make the Roiv as if it's Vadai if it's going up Keneged HaChazaka. So although when Rabbi Yochanan said, in these three places, Asu Kevadai, he's coming to you, might something you could have, would have said, that what he meant to be Mamai was a case where the Roiv is Keneged HaChazaka. The problem is Rabbi Yochanan said that already. I mean, it's very nice, Rabbi Yechon Shitasa, but Rabbi Yechon said it already. I mean, Rabbi Yechon said it already. There's no chiddush then in this halacha. Rabbi Yechon cannot simply have been chazming what he previously said. He wasn't compiling three examples where it's Asam Kavadai. He had to be saying some novelty in halacha. And this is not a novelty, because this is something that we already know. Now, if you simply can't go weiter, Tosfos already asks that the three cases of Rabbi Yechon seem to also be going Keneged HaChazaka. Meaning, here we have a fourth case where it's Keneged HaChazaka. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yechon meant to be Mamai. It can't be because he was already Mamai. It's somewhere else. It wouldn't be a Chiddush. And it's mashed, but then the other three cases are not going Keneged HaChazaka. Of course they're going Keneged HaChazaka. You have this case with the Shilya. It's in a bias. You don't know. The bias was Becheskas Taira. So you have a Suffolk now if the Shilya had an ability to be Matama. So Taisus Kasha Ayin Sham. Either way, says the one. Ella Lamute Ruba the Rabbi Yehuda. Must be. Is coming to be Mamai the Ruba. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Hamapeles, a woman that was mapel a chaticha of basar, but there was no tzura. The basar didn't have any tzura. So the question is, she tame or she not tame? Says the Mishnah, im yeshima dam tmeya. If she has dam, then she's going to be tame. The reason she's going to be tame is because regardless of whether she gave birth to a child or didn't give birth to a child, what the halachic status of this basar is, if she had dam, it came from the makar, she has dam nida, so she's going to be tamid. And if not, nida, if there was no dam, tahira, she's going to be tar. Because in that case, there's no dam nida, because there was no dam, and the basar itself, we're not machshiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, ben kachum, ben kach tmeh. No, it doesn't matter if she had dam or she didn't have dam. Either way, the halach is, she's going to be tamid, says the Gemara. V'am Rabbi Yehuda mashmul. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold ben kach tamid? If all there was a chatichas basar, which is not a vlad, so there's no tumas yeledes. There was no dam, so there's no tumas nida. So why should you be tamei? So you just say the name of Shmuel. Loitime Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was metama. Shinana. Ela bechaticha shalav minidam. Only if the chaticha had the color of blood, but not just any blood. The four colors of blood. That's the next Mishnah that are metama. But if it looked like anything else, even if it looked like blood, but if it wasn't the color of dam, that's metama tumas nida. That loch is tahira. She's going to be tahira. Why? Because the yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, he says that if the basar looks like dam, I say that it's not basar. It's not. And as a result, she's tame because she is tumas nida. But that's only true if it has the color of dam. If it doesn't have the color of dam, you're not going to have the salach. Rabbi Yechanan said no. Chalabim mini damim l'dibya kol tame. If it looked like the color of blood, everyone's going to tame. Because this svara that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the Chaman would agree to as well. So if it looked like dam, everyone would agree that it's not basar. We look at it as dam. Vishal shar damim l'dibya kol tame. And if it looked like some other color, everyone would hold tame. What was the machloikis? Elokishe pila v'ine das ma pila. When she was mapel a chatichas basar, but she doesn't have it. We don't know what color it is. Rabbi Yehuda says Zulbasa Rav Chaticha is Rav Chaticha shall Abimini don't have it. Most Chatichas do have the color of blood. As a result, she's going to be Tommy Tumas Nido. Rabbanan Sabri Zulbasa Rav Chaticha is Leimrina that you don't go Basa Rav. Either way, you have another example of Tuma Isha Rav. Who holds up the Rav over here, Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda says that this woman miscarries a Chaticha. She didn't see it. She doesn't know if it's from the four colors or from the other colors. The Allah is she's going to be Tame because of the Rav. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Shloisha Mekoyma is Hochamach HaRav Asom Kevadai. Three and not four. Which is the not four? It's this Allah right here. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, not in the Chum. The Chum don't hold the Rav here. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it a Rav, but he's only going to hold of the Rav to be Toilin, Le'oichem, Le'sarfin, but he's not going to hold of the Rav on the level that it should be Asom, Kevadai, Exel. Either way, a Lumdish Gemara in that it goes to the core of some of the real Lumdish Sugis and Shas, specifically Sveikis, Rav, Chazakos, so just a few Ha'aras as it relates to the idea of Rav. So the daf began with Rabbi Yochanan's Memra. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, V'shloisha mekoymois, hochu boi chachomim achar ha-Rav, v'asom kevadeh. There were three times that the chachomim invoked the principle of Rav, and not only did they invoke the principle of Rav, but Asam Kevadai. They treated it as if it was a Vadai. So the first R is as follows. We've spoken at many times the Rosh in the Sugya of Tokvukayim. I think it's worth speaking at again, albeit very quickly. The Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Bechairis that we learned together, but it's more famous for Bava Metzia, Davava Mebeis, says as follows. It was a person that was giving Maisa Behema. So the halacha is, it's a Din Torah, that every tenth animal that is Nichnas, that leaves the pen where the animals are, you have to give as a carbon is ma'isa behema. What happens if kafatz echam and amenuyim l'soichan after one of the animals had already gone out, it jumped back in? The halacha is kulam peturim. It's based on halacha in perik ma'isa behema that says that once you count an animal, you can't count it a second time. Meaning, not only can't it become the ma'isa behema, the Assyria Kodesh, it can't be the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. It can't be one of the animals. Which means, if you have an animal that was counted once, it was the seventh animal, the Mispar Zoo, and then it jumps back into the group of animals, you have a problem. Because there's one animal over here that can't be counted. So what's the halacha? It's a Mishnah. Kofetz echem and aminuyim l'soichan, kulam peturin. All the animals are potter because there's one disqualified animal here, and as a result, you can't use any of the animals. Freight toys, it's Akasha, Tamo. I don't understand. You have 150 animals that you could use for Maisa Behema. You have one that you can't use for Maisa Behema. Lubatal Beruba, Filichaivi Kulaba Maisa. Why don't you say Bittal Beroiv and let the one animal that you're not allowed to count be bottled to all the animals that you are allowed to count? Taisa says to Rutsim. Davar Shabaminyan, Davar Chashuv, Toisvis, Babamitsia, Davar, is one of the most famous Toisvis in Shas. But can you do it? The Shita Mekubetza springs from the Rosh of different Teretz. The Shita Mekubetza says that it's true that there's a concept of Roiv, Bittel B'Roiv. But Roiv doesn't have an ability to make something Vadai. Meaning, there is a Locha of Roiv. So we don't know what to do. Roiv is Mevaris Fekos. But Roiv is something that I could use. It counts as evidence. But at the same time, you can't tell me that when there's a roiv, you know 100% that this is the way it is, or this is what happened. Roiv works. It has a koyach to be mevarer, but it doesn't have a koyach to be mevarer beyond a reasonable doubt. It doesn't have a koyach to be mevarer 100%, says the Rosh. That being that in the parasha of Ma'ase Behema, it says, Asiri Vadai, and we learn from there, Asiri Vadai v'lo Asiri Safik, that means that the standard that Ma'isa Behema has to answer to is the only time you can give Ma'isa Behema is if you know for sure that the animal that you're giving was the 10th one. If there's any element of doubt, you're not 100% sure that this was the 10th one, then the halacha is it can't be mafresh Ma'isa Behema at all. Roiv can't tell me with certainty that this is the 10th. Roiv can tell me that in halacha I could assume it's the 10th, but not that it for sure is the 10th. It doesn't have the ability to be mevara beyond a reasonable doubt. And when it comes to Ma'isa Behema, if there's any reasonable doubt, that's a problem. How do I know that? Because Asiri Vadei Yom Rachmano, V'lo Asiri Safik. In other words, Roiv doesn't have an ability to establish Vadei. This Rosh is often quoted in Sfarim, in Kosle based Medrash, that even though Roiv is a Mevara, but Roiv doesn't have an ability to establish, even though Roiv is a Mevara, it doesn't have the ability to establish a Vadei. You start today's daf. Om Rabbi Yochanan, B'shleisha Mekoy Meis Hocho B'chacham Macha Roiv, V'asom Kevadei. How does it stem with the Rosh? But of course, it's an amaratus. I just think it's worth speaking out. It's a mistake. What the Rosh meant to say was, is that in the halacha of Ma'isa Behema, you need Vadai in the sense that it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. That Roiv doesn't have an ability to do. What Rabbi Yochanan said was, is that when there's a Roiv and you don't have the Tanai of Ma'isa Behema, where it has to be Vadai Mamish, I'm allowed to treat the mitzios as if it for sure happened. Asom kivadai, it may be the emphasis on the kafadimyoin, that I have a right to treat it as if it happened for sure. But that's only in cases where there is no din that I have to know for sure. So where there's a halacha that I have to know 100%, Roiv doesn't tell it to me 100%. Where there's no halacha that I have to know it 100%, which is almost all cases, ruba the ruba of cases, so over there, I'm allowed to use the Roiv, and once I use the Roiv, I can assume and I can act as if ki'ilu it's vadai, as if it for sure happened. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't saying that Roiv is Vadai in those three cases. As if to say, if there was an Asiri Vadai in that one of those three cases, the Rosh would be problematic. The Rosh is not problematic. It's two separate things. Rabbi Yochanan saying that when you're allowed to use Roiv, you can treat it as if it Vadai happened. What the Rosh is saying is, when you have to know it, Bivadai, Rosh doesn't work. A little bit of alumnus, that's the first R. The second R is the Gemara discusses Rameyah Shita. Rameyah Shita is that Rameyah is Chayish Lamuta. Now, what's the Makar to Rameyah Shita? So, the classic Rameyah is a Mishnah in the end of Masechet Yevamos. The Mishnah is discussing a Katan and a Ketana. Can they do
Yibam or not. So the Chum say, yeah, Katan could do Yibam, a Katana could do Yibam as well. Katan has to be 9 years old, the Katana has to be 3 years old, the Bia has to be a real Bia. But as long as they're at the age where the Bia is a Bia, the Halach is that it's okay for them to do Yibam. Rameyah says no. Rameyah says a Katan shouldn't do Yibam, a Katana shouldn't do Yibam. Why not? Katan, maybe he's going to get older, we're going to find out that he was a Saris. Katana, we may find out that she was an Islandess. A Saris and an Islandess don't have Yibam. If there's no Yibam, it's Eishes Ach. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, Rameyah says, the big problem. You worry that maybe the Katana is going to be an islandess, maybe this child is going to grow old, he's going to be a Saris, right? Children are not Sarisim, they're not islandess. So what happened to the Halach of Rav? Rameyah says, no, I understand Rav not, but Miyut, yeah, Rameyah was Chayish L'Miyuta. And because Rameyah was Chayish L'Miyuta, so Rameyah said that a Katana and a Katana cannot do. Meaning, so what happens when you have a Rav, if you're Chayish L'Miyuta in Rameyah's world? You'll end up with a Safik. So there's a Safik right now. If this is Eishes Ach Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah, if you have a Safik, if it's Eishes Ach Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah, obviously, naturally, you're not going to be able to go ahead and do a Yibum. There's a Safik. Maybe it's an Erva. That's the Yisoid Rameh. It had to come up in Arsugi. And Arsugi came out in a case we had the Tinoik who was playing in the garbage, then is holding Issa. So the question is, do you have to assume that the Issa is Tameh? Rameh said, you don't have to assume the Issa is Tameh. Because even though Roiv Tinoik is Ametapech Ba'ashba, but there are Miyat that aren't. And in this case, not only that, I even have a chazaka. I even have a cheskas taira that says that the isa was tar. Smoich mutal chazaka, and in this case, you're allowed to assume that it was tar. But this is all Rameyah l'shitasa. Rameyah is chayish l'miyuta. The chachamim were not chayish l'miyuta. I saw a bomba kasha that the achrayim asked. Rish Yosef, who was of course the prima godim, asked his kasha in his pirish on mesechtes chulin daf yud beis in the sugis of roiv, and the Pnei Yeshua asks the kasha as well mesechtes ksubis. Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph in the Kuntres Achor. So this is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha and it's the Rosh Yosef's Kasha. Rameyah is Chayish L'miyuta, which simply put means Rameyah does not hold of the Halacha of Rav. If Rameyah doesn't hold of the Halacha of Rav, we just learned the Gemara. Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. So Rameyah shouldn't hold of Chazaka either. If that's the case, says the Rosh Yosef, says the Pnei Yeshua, is it possible to think and to entertain a tzad that there's a Mandam and Shasa doesn't hold of Chazaka? It's way too much to even comprehend. Number one, there's so many Gemaras in Shas, but the Gemara discusses Roiv, and then the Gemara says, what about Rameyah, who's Chayish L'miyuta? L'chura, l'fizeh, every time you have a Chazaka, you should have to reconcile with Rameyah Shita, who Rameyah is not Chayish L'chazaka. And V'oy, the Pnei Yeshua says, I found the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua scanned, and he said, I have a Gemara. Erev and Daflam and Hey, where a Meir Mefurish was Chayish L'Chazaka. But either way, how is it possible, Fregin D'Achroinim, that Rameyah is Chayish L'miyuta, meaning he doesn't agree with the halacha of Roiv. He's not nispal from Roiv. Who cares? I'm Chayish L'miyuta. I'm not nispal from Roiv. L'chura, if that's the case, he for sure shouldn't be nispal from Chazaka. Because Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. So how you talking? There's a real kasha. It's the Prima Godim's kasha. It's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. What happened? Oh, so what happened? You're saying good. What happened? But still the halacha is Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. Every Roiv has a mid, and still Ruba. Still Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. So I'm going to tell you like this. So Nemes is like this. Nemes is, I think there's a push to Terence. We've spoken out many times recently. The Gemara Masechtas Nida Masechtas Chulin Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara says Minaha Milso the Oike Rachmana Achazake. How do you know what's the Makar the Oike Rachmana Achazake? Well, how do you know you go Basa Chazake? And believe it or not, it's not learned out from a Svara like the Noidim Yehuda was Medayik in Yerudeya Kama Shuva Nun Hey, but it's learned out from a Pasuk. It's learned out from Nigei Batim. That's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Amid Beis. That whole Gemara is about 15 lines. There's another Gemara. The very next Gemara, and this is on Masechtas Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. That's a much longer Gemara. The Gemara says, "Minah Hamilsa Damar Abanon Zul Basaruba." And the Gemara over there brings Makar after Makar after Makar after Makar. Many, many Makar is how you know that you go Basarai. So you have Yud Amid Beis, a smaller sugya, Minah Hamilsa Daker Chmana Chazake, it's one Makar, and then you have a much longer sugya, Yud Aleph. Amir Aleph, Yud Aleph, Amir Beis, Yud Beis, Amir Aleph, Masech Tischulin, where the Gemara discusses, Minoha Milsad, Amir Rabbanon, Zil Basaruba. Listen to Toysfus Kasha. Frey Toysfus, Masech Tischulin, Daf Yud Aleph, Amir Aleph, Im Toymer. Kivan da Amrinan, Zil Basar Chazaka. Being the halacha is that you go Basar Chazaka, V'chayra Koshkin Basaruba. Then for sure you should go Basar Raif. The Ruba V'chazaka, Ruba Adif. So Frey Toysfus, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that you go Basar Raif? Once I know you go Basar Chazaka, Kavachayma you go Basar Raif. Because Ruba V'chazaka, Ruba Adif. As I Frey Toysfus, Toysfus Kasha. It's a Toysfus Kasha. What was the Teretz before? No, there's Tosis.
There's also such a thing as right.
Stop telling you, Tosis, guys.
Everyone is after there's such a thing as right, not before.
Oh, so faith. Stop telling. So what's Tosis Kasha?
That's
Tosis made a mistake. Oh, I didn't. No, I didn't just say that. No, I'm kidding. So faith Tosis, I don't understand. Once you establish that you go basa chazaka, so kabel chayim you go basa right. As I faith Tosis, so kabel chanon in kovet zaharis. Simin Samich Zayin, he says a beautiful tirus. He says that the emes is like this. We know Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adam. What's the pshat Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adam? So if you ask the man on the street or the bacher in yeshiva, why is it that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adam? What is he going to tell you? He's going to tell you Roiv is better than chazaka, right? Roiv is mevarer, chazaka is mevarer. In Hilchas Birur, Roiv is mevarer better than chazaka, right? Roiv is not as good as Eidin, so Roiv can't do Vadai. So you have Roiv connected chazaka, they're both mevarerim in the Eichos, or qualitatively, Roiv is just more of a mevarer than a chazaka, and it's for that reason that we have the principle of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adav. V'zokra b'chanon, mir duchtzach, it's a tois. That's not the vart. The reason Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adav is because Roiv and chazaka are not on the same wavelengths. They're operating on two completely different planes. Roiv is a mevarer. I mean, you have a sofik, you don't know what to do. So we have a halacha of Roiv. You can go basa Roiv. Roiv can tell me, not with 100% certainty, that's the rush, but Roiv can tell me that probability-wise, statistically speaking, this is probably the way it is, even though we acknowledge it's not for sure the way it is, but it's very possible, it's likely, it's mistaber, we can rely on the analytics, and we can assume that this is the way it is. You have a right to go basa Roiv. Chazaka, says Rabbi Chanan, doesn't have an ability to be mevarer or anything. What is chazaka? Oh, if it was like that yesterday, it's like that today. Just because it was like that yesterday means it's like that today. What does that mean? The story of chazaka, says Rabbi Chanan, is that when Beis Din has a shiloh and they have no way to be mevarer the shiloh, there's no aid, they don't know what to do. So there's a principle. Beis Din has to do something, right? Beis Din doesn't have the option to do nothing. Beis Din has to act. So what does Beis Din do? So Beis Din has a Beis Din has to do something. So you know what Beis Din says? Okay, I don't know what to do. So let's just leave it. Status quo. Let's leave it the way it is. In other words, Roiv is a Mevarer. Chazaka is what we do when we don't have a Mevarer. If that's the case, it's pashit why Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. Because a Vivait is a Roiv, there's no Makan for Chazaka. The whole cheftz of chazaka is a chav neshtam mevarer. I don't know what to do. Memela chazaka. Right, sometimes it's yachloiku, sometimes it's shudah d'daini, sometimes we let them fight it out, called all them gavar. These are all things that Beis Din does when they posh don't know what to do. But to the extent that there's a mevarer, then avada, you're going to go boss to the mevarer. It's not Rabbi Chanan, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. It's not because, oh, Rav is from 1 to 10 is an 8. Chazaka from 1 to 10 is a 6. Oh, 8's more than 6. It's better. It's a little stronger. It's the olam. That's gavar. So that's why ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So Rabbi Chanan, that's not the way. That's not the pshat. The pshat is ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, because the whole cheftz of chazaka is b'mokim, there's no mevarer. But avivai, there's a Rav, there is a mevarer. If there's a mevarer, then there's no makam for chazaka. Memela ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So Rabbi Chanan, that it could be, if you were going to look at chazaka as a mevarer, let's say you had a right to view chazaka as a mevarer, maybe it'd be a better mevarer than Roiv. I have no idea. That's not the din ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. The din ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif is based on the havana of what Roiv is and what chazaka is. Roiv is a mevarer, chazaka is not a mevarer. The mokum, there's a roiv, there's no mokum for a chazaka. Zok Rabbi Chanan, b'meil, it's miyush of Tais Kasha. Tais asked the Kasha, once I know chazaka, the meil I should know roiv, what does one have to do with the other? Chazaka tells me that when I don't know what to do, assume the status quo. Roiv doesn't do that. Roiv is a whole different halacha, it's a mevar. Meicha teisi, roiv has an ability to be mevar. Oh, because you see that chazaka wasn't mevarer. If chazaka was mevarer, that means the halacha of Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif is that Roiv is a better mevarer than chazaka. So it's a good kasha. Once I know chazaka is a mevarer, Roiv should also be mevarer. But being that chazaka was never mevarer, the whole din chazaka was status quo when you have no idea what to do. So now we have a shaila. What about Roiv? Is Roiv a mevarer? Meaning Roiv is not status quo. The whole koyach of Roiv is going to be as a mevarer. How do you know whether Roif is or isn't a mevarer from the halach of chazaka? It's tanei chit and v'hoyt alay b'sayrin. Azoyz of Rabbi Chanan, he learns it up in a Rashba, but Azoyz of Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aretz, if you want to look it up, it's in Simen Samech Zayin, it's Ois Dalet. So I was thinking, it's Pashit, that Rabbi Chanan's teretz is the teretz of Rish Yosef's kasha, and it's a teretz of the Pnei Yeshua's kasha as well. Rish Yosef, Pnei Yeshua has the kasha. Ramei doesn't hold of Roif. Ramei is chayish l'miyuta. I mean, usually you'd say Roif. No, there's no such thing as Roif. Chayish, if that's the case, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. If Ramei is not chayish, if he doesn't go Basa Roiv, then Kal v'chomer shouldn't go Basa Chazaka. How is it possible then that you can go through Shas, 54 block left, and never find anywhere that Rameir holds, that Rameir holds this idea that we're not Chayesh for Chazaka?
Relax.
That they all said, sorry, he's making. That Rameir is not Chayesh for Chazaka. I rule for Chazaka, rule for others. The terrace is one has nothing to do with the other. The site of Roivis could have been Mavarer. If you wanted to Dan Chazaka as a Mavarer, and that was the way Chazaka was, you're right. Once you know Rameh doesn't hold of Roiv Kal v'chomer, you couldn't hold of the Chazaka either. But Chazaka and Roiv are not talking to each other. They're two completely different things. One is that when we don't know what to do, just leave it the way it is. The other is a koyach of birr. Just because Rameh doesn't hold of the koyach of birr of Roiv doesn't mean that he doesn't hold. And when you don't know what to do, leave it b'chazaka. They're not doing the same thing. One is just more. They're operating on different planes. Either way, I think that's Pasha. But I found the Metzia. This kasha that the Rishi Yosef asks and the Pnei Yeshua asks, the Rishayim already asked. The Mordechai asks this kasha. And the Mordechai says a teretz. You know what the Mordechai says? He says, it's true Rameir is Chayesh Lomiyuta, meaning Rameir doesn't hold Basar, go Basar Roiv. But the only time Rameir doesn't go Basar Roiv, drum roll, is when it's a Ruba the Lesser, come on. But if it's a Ruba the Isik, come on, over there, Rameir does go Basarayv. And that is this Yisoid of the Mordechai, just to pause for a second, it's partial. All the Rishonim say this. And not all, but almost all. And it has to be that way. Come on. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Achri Rabban Lahatli. So how could Rameir argue with a Pasuk? Rameir is Chayish Lomiyuti, doesn't hold a Roiv. It's a Pasuk. It's not negotiable. Achri Rabban Lahatli. No, the Teretz is. Achri Rabban Lahatli. This is Dayanim are in front of us. The Ruba the Isa Kamon. Where Rameir doesn't hold Basarayv is by a Ruba the Lesa Kamon, where it's just based on statistics. Most people are not islanders. Most people are not Sars. Okay, but there's a Mir, yeah? Where it's Lesa Kamon, there Rameir doesn't go Basarayv. But when the Rav is in front of me, Avad over there, Rameir is going to hold Basarayv. Says the Mordechai. Being that Rameir is Moida by Ruba the Isa Kamon, that's why Rameir holds a Chazaka. Because every Chazaka, Zok the Mordechai, is a Chazaka the Isa Kamon. What's the chazaka? You have the isa that the tinek is holding. Is the isa tamei or is it tahar? There's a chazaka. There's a cheskas taira. That cheskas taira that the isa has is not based on national statistics. Not based on some poll that somebody did. It's we know that this isa was tahar. When we want to know if the woman is tahar or she's tamei, she went to the mikveh. She's tahar. It's not a chazaka that's based on. It's lefaneinu. It's Issa Kamon. Oh, if it's Issa Kamon, Avada Rameir holds of Chazaka. Because Rameir holds of Ruben Issa Kamon. So Mechitesi should hold of Chazaka the Issa Kamon. And a Chinami, if you have a Hechatimtsu, where you had a Chazaka that was Lesa Kamon, oh, then maybe over there Rameir would be Moida. So the Mordechai, I think it's a Gevaldig Akasha that the Yisoid of Roiv is that Roiv is Mevarer, Chazaka is Mevarer. That's why Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adav. And if Rameir holds that Roiv is not enough of Mevarer, then Kal v'Chomer Chazaka shouldn't be enough of Mevarer. Oh, but the Teretz is the only time Rameir said his halacha was by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But Ruba the Issa Kamon, Rameir has to be Moida. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Being that Rameh was Moida by Ruba the Issa Kamon, Rameh would hold his halacha by a Chazaka, the Issa Kamon as well.